I told them how I came to be there. Criculus said that Martin had his reasons. We decided to stay and find out what they were. Dawn arrived with a pale sun piercing the oatmeal-hued gloom. We heard creatures coming down the path towards Redwall. They were marching, singing a song to keep their paws stepping in time. I knew it was one of that rascally Scarum's Salamandastron barrack room ballads. He was leading the singing.
Straighten up those shoulders, keep your chin up, chaps. Step lively in the ranks there, don't you dare collapse. I know the road's been long, sir, we've all been far away. But smile, you laggardly, dusty lot, we're coming home today.
Home, 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 wake up the fat old cook. Home, 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 you'll see it if you look. We'll kiss the babes and pretty ones, ring out the welcome bell. And if the grub is good enough, we'll kiss the goat as well. Hurrah, hurrah.
Salute the colonel, sir, and pin a medal on me chest. The ribbons and a bar.
Hurrah!
The noise ended abruptly because Scarum marched through the mist and straight into the wall. They had to carry him in. And so our friends returned. We rang the bells until I feared they would crack. The whole abbey was immediately aroused. Sister Vernal, Mem Flackery, Girdle Sprink, and a pack of squealing dibbons came running. They hurried the travellers inside, served them hot drinks, bathed their foot paws in warm water, and applied salves. I was not surprised to see that our Triss had come back. She presented me with Martin's sword and told me to hang it up in the great hall. I am vastly relieved that should we ever have need of a warrior, one lives right here. Triskar, sword maid. I think Sagax will stay too, and Scarum also, if the kitchens can stand it. They said they will visit Salamandastron every spring and arrange for their parents to visit our abbey. I would like that.